Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives, the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, one of the books of the Bible that I so much admire is the Acts of the Apostles. And the Acts of the Apostles tells us the life of the early Christians and, you know, their experience spreading the word of God. Today we heard the apostles, because they were preaching Jesus, they were locked and bundled and put in prison. Why they were in prison? The Holy Spirit got there and opened the gates. When the gates were opened, they did not return to their house to sleep and drink coffee and drink tequila. They returned back to the temple to preach that same words of Jesus. First of all, that reminds us of the power of resurrection. Jesus promised them that he would never abandon them. And he fulfilled that promise in making sure that he was always with them wherever they were. But the most striking part of it is, upon all these persecutions, they remained resolute. When they were released, they returned back to preach the same word of Jesus. They never cared what would happen to their lives, because it is no more them but Jesus speaking through them. And that was because they were able to realize and to understand that Jesus was speaking through them. So they surrendered their lives. They gave their lives to Christ. And because they gave their life to Christ, Christ was walking in them and through them. This is one of the gains of those who believe in the power of resurrection. The moment we understand that it is not us, but him, and we surrender to his power, he will speak to us. And at that moment, He is the one speaking. He is the one leading, and not us. But we have to give him access. We have to allow him to speak through us. So, my dear friends in Christ, if we really believe in the power of the resurrection, we should not be afraid. All we need to do is to acknowledge him at those moments that we do not know what to say and how to say it. You pray, "Oh Holy Spirit, I believe in you. Now use me as an instrument." And he will speak through you. But you have to give him access by believing in him and by allowing him to take control of your life. So, my dear friends in Christ, do not be afraid. Whenever you are preaching Jesus, do not be afraid. Don't say, "Oh, they'll be thinking that I am righteous. Oh, they'll be condemning me." Oh, no. Be strong. Remember, you are the new disciple of Christ. When St. Paul and Peter, when they were alive, they played their own role. This time, it is our own turn to be the mouth of Jesus, to be the eyes of Jesus, to be the legs of Jesus, to be the hands of Jesus. So when we make ourselves available, when we tell him, "Oh, I have come, use me as your instrument," he will. He will. And don't worry about what you will say or how you will say it. He will say it the right way. Our responsibility is just tell him, "I am available. I am ready." And he will empower you. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we continue to share the word of God, especially during this time of Easter, let us be reminded that he is calling us to be his new disciples, and we should not say no. We have to give him access to our lives, because whatever we have, whatever we are, is by his grace. So let us give him that way. Let us open our hearts and give him access so that he can use us as his instruments, as new disciples of Christ. Amen.